This is a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network, WDPN, bringing you the very best in internet talk radio.
Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed. It's an all-new holiday extravaganza episode of Bat Squad Radio. And here I am with Spider Denny and Buster the Bat Dog. And it's me, your old buddy Bat Dave. Denny, how you doing, buddy?
I am doing great.
Phenomenal holiday season we're undergoing.
Yeah, well, I feel a little under the weather, but I'm all right. Oh, look who showed up.
Whoa, it's jumping in my grave that fast? My goodness.
Hi, Kevin.
I'm 5 minutes late, and you guys just start without me?
To be honest, you're about 7.
No, it was about 9 minutes
late.
Was
it 9?
Mm-hmm. It was better than the 30 that I had thought it was going to be.
Yeah, or leaving someone in New York before the con.
Exactly. Wow.
Good to see you, Kev. Nice to show up
to
the
thanks.
Show.
How about we do the official opening to the show now, huh?
All right,
here we go.
If
you insist.
That was god-awful. All right, hold on. Atomic batteries to power, turbines to speed, it's Bat Squad Radio, back on the White Dragon Podcast Network. Folks, my name is Kev L. I'm the host of this show, alongside my all-star compatriots here in the New Jersey Bat Squad. First, sitting right across from me, the man himself, Bat Dave. What's going on, Dave?
Not much. I mean, a lot. A lot's going on.
Yeah, of course. A lot better be going on, otherwise we're going to have a really short show. And speaking of short, right over here to my right is New Jersey Spider Danny. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin. Well, I know why you woke us up this morning.
Why?
It's because of your stupid wrestling match with you and Snooki.
I did not wrestle Snooki.
You wrestled Snooki from the Jersey Shore?
No, I did not.
Greased up and everything for a little meatball.
He did invite us to something last night.
What was it?
And we declined. We both declined, I believe.
No, you both said you were going to come until the last minute, and you declined.
Yes. But we didn't know it was like 68 miles from where we live.
Each way. 68 miles.
That's like
I'm sure.
A total of 130-something miles.
No, last night I was embroiled in the battle of my life, a professional wrestling match against WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, I love that guy.
He's really, really good. Snooki.
I know. I was just joking. I like to bust his balls.
Well, that's great. Jimmy Snuka. I heard of him.
Yeah, it was really cool. I mean, what a class act. What a great guy. I mean, Jimmy was... Yeah, Jimmy's up there. He's older, but so willing to, you know, do anything that we wanted to do. You know, very open to suggestion. Such a positive guy, too. Like, you know, after the match, like, you know, not everything went exactly according to plan, but, like, after the match, just gave me a big hug. Oh, brother, that was great.
Did anyone film
that
it?
That was so much fun, brother. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Was he wearing his little bandana?
Yeah, of course he was.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. See, now I wish I went.
It was kind of a surreal moment for me because, like, I mean, the only other former WWE talent I've ever worked with, I mean, I've met a bunch of them in the locker room, but the only one I've ever worked with was I did a tag team match with Kamala one time. Kamala was my partner. But to stand in the ring and hear that Superfly, like hear the music hit, it was just like, wow, this is like really happening. Like it was really, really cool. And, you know, to take the falls for like Jimmy's, his chops and his headbutts and his like, it was just really, really, it was a thrill for me.
Now, who played?
No, not this time.
Okay. What's that?
Blading.
What's that?
I'm exposing all kinds of secrets of the business here.
No, I saw that movie with Mickey Rooney.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, the wrestler.
Mickey Rooney would have been.
Which was filmed around where we live here in North Central
New
Jersey.
I actually have a lot of friends that were actually in the wrestler because the rings that he wrestles in are rings that I've wrestled in.
So that's like a cutting process of the blade. And
yes. That's how I got this scar up here.
Well, actually, Denny and I talked about this earlier. I seem to have some phobias. I go through life with a lot of fears. And one of them are personal hygiene issues of strangers. Now, I could never see myself in a ring with another man sweating, grappling.
Just in the bed.
Oh, come on. You can edit that out. But anyhow... I won't. Do you have any fears when you wrestle with someone? They're sweating, maybe possibly bleeding, or
I mean, it's really just more kind of like a hygiene issue. Like if somebody like smells when you're in the ring with them, there's a lot of things like in wrestling where it's kind of like unwritten rules. Like shave your pits before a match. It's like, I knew one guy that like if you got in the ring with him and you put him in a headlock and you had like armpit like long armpit hair, he would make it a point to wind up your arm, grab your armpit hair, and just yank it out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to do that. There's a lot of, like, wrestling is an entire universe of, unspoken fraternal rules. Like, I mean, you remember when you first came, when I was working for that other place, and we had you on the TV show as Detective Rick Vandelay.
That's right. One of my greatest acting gigs of all time.
Yeah, doing a series of really funny vignettes, which I got to actually get my hands on, because I think people would really get a kick out of them. They were great. I produced them. But you remember when you came, I said, Dave, make sure you go and introduce yourself to everybody and shake everybody's hand when you get here, because that's like that's a rule in wrestling. Like,
right.
When you walk in the locker room, whether it's Joe Schmo Rookie or whether it's Jimmy Superfly Snuka, you walk up, hi, my name is Kevin. You shake their hand, you know, or if you know them already, you just, hey, how you doing, man? You know, how you doing, brother? It's a lot of stuff like that, you know?
Well, I have to say those scenes we filmed where I was Detective Rick Vandelay.
I loved those.
Investigating a crime among the wrestlers, trying to solve it week after week.
Who attacked Marty Jannetty?
Yes, but I was so thrilled by the manhandling I received, because we got so much into it. A lot of the people thought that I was one of the wrestlers and that this was a character.
There was actually a fan response in which people thought you were actually, like, they thought the payoff of this was that you were actually going to get
it. It was building up.
They thought you were going to wrestle John Rome, my buddy John Rome.
But you know me. You know me too well. I was never going to set foot in that ring as a grappler.
Yeah.
Before we move on, any future plans with Jimmy Snuka or anyone else?
I mean, you know, working with Jimmy was a thrill. Hopefully we'll get to do something again in the future. But, you know, I'm just happy for the memory. It was a really fun day at the office.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who would you like to wrestle? Like, who would be your biggest, like...
Oh, like, I mean, are we going, like, total fantasy booking here or things that are actually in the realm of possibility?
Let's do both.
Why okay. Not? Well, if there was any one if there were two people in this world that it would be like, if I wrestled them, I'd probably just die, because I'd be like, okay, my life's complete. Sting.
Nice.
Is my alt.
From the Police?
No, not from. No.
Gordon Sumner?
No. And Ric Flair are my two, like,
I'm not going to do it on the microphone.
And my buddy Jay actually got to wrestle Ric Flair, and I was so jealous.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, he did a whole program with him. Like, that's cool. It was great.
I actually met him. I met him at Access.
Yeah, yeah.
I met him in New York. He was pretty cool guy.
But like for the realm of possibility, the one that I would tell like my boss in wrestling, like, I would love to work this guy. Work is the technical term for wrestling. Tommy Dreamer.
Wow, really?
I would love to, and he's local.
I was gonna say yeah,
he's local, so he lives in Yonkers, and that's definitely possible. And you know, a couple times he said it. Dreamer and Diamond Dallas Page would be
DDP.
I love
DDP.
Another one of my all time.
Tom's River. He lives in Tom's River.
Really? Not anymore. Now he lives in Atlanta. Moved? But if he was ever like in town, but one thing actually that might be in the realm of possibility in the future for me, not a wrestling match, but more of like a verbal sparring on the microphone. Yeah. We've discussed the possibility of me one day being on Piper's Pit.
Oh,
that would be great.
Yeah.
That would
be really cool.
Because we had Roddy Piper in for a show like right around when I came back about a year ago, and he did Piper's Pit with like the Highlanders, who were a WWE tag team for a while.
Yeah, I remember.
And I said to Gino, my boss, I'm like, put me in Piper's Pit. It would be all, like, because my whole thing is talking. And he was actually like, oh, if we ever bring him in again, that might be a possibility. So
that's cool.
You saw the infamous video where Roddy Piper put me in a sleeper. Was it a sleeper hold?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, we all saw it, Dave.
Could we get on to
the other cool thing about Jimmy though, he basically let me, like, the veteran calls the match. You know, you figure out what you're
doing.
He let me call the whole thing.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, like, I came up to him and I had all these ideas and I was like, if this is okay with you, and he was just like, brother, whatever you want to do, brother. Like, that's how
excellent.
He talks.
That's so cool. So I really wish I was still into wrestling. I just can't get into the new stuff. I just can't.
Well, you know what? You should get the WWE Network then, because you can watch all the old stuff.
Yeah, I was considering.
$9.99 a month.
I'll just get your password and stuff and just hack it.
Yeah, I'll give it to you if you want.
Okay, now we have our Christmas episode underway.
Yes, it's our Christmas spectacular.
Yes, a lot
here.
Of festivity
going
on.
Might be a little longer
on.
Episode than usual, as it is a Christmas special.
Oh, I hope not. But I want to say right off the bat, even though this is Bat Squad Radio, the operative word being Bat in Bat Squad Radio, my early Christmas gift to you guys, because I love you, is for this entire episode, I will not talk about anything Batman related.
What?
Nothing Batman will come out of my mouth for the next 54 minutes.
Wow.
Merry Christmas.
That's awesome.
Wow, this is like a...
That reminds me, Kev.
Yeah.
Did you see the new Batmobile?
I did.
Wasn't it cool?
Come on. I love it.
I personally love how it looks. I mean, of course, you guys know I'm not a Batman fan, but I kind of like how it looks. I think it looks really cool.
I do, too. I think the Batmobiles like have gotten better and better and better as time goes on.
Seriously.
Yeah, like, if you think really? Of that crappy 66 version.
Oh, horrible, right?
Really guys? Horrible.
The logo. Just like, what the hell are those things? Those stupid rocket things that are sticking out of the back? I mean, come on. That's horrible.
You know, I actually heard a rumor that Burt Ward is a hermaphrodite.
Oh,
are you serious?
Yeah.
All right.
I don't
this
know.
Is fun.
I don't know about
moving, this is funny. Moving, can't respond.
Yeah, moving right along.
Which other one did I like?
Which other? What, other Batmobile?
I kind of like the Keaton one.
I think you
like
thought
the
that the Keaton one was the easiest one to drive. Like, very drivable, yes. I think is I what you said.
Our buddy, actually, Brooklyn John, he actually owns the original Batmobile that
yes.
Michael Keaton drove.
And on the Marvel side of news, cool. Danny, Spider-Man is having some major malfunctions with rebooting. I hear that they're actually thinking of getting rid of Andrew Garfield. What do you guys think of
okay,
that?
I agree.
So, I agree, too.
I agree, too.
So here's what happened with this leaked Sony. These leaked Sony emails revealed that you have, what do you call it? Marvel is, Disney and Marvel are now trying to get Spider-Man back into the fold. Like maybe, like talk, I think they were talking about like a 60-40 split with Sony.
Right.
Yeah.
But Marvel would retain full creative control. Sony basically in panic mode because these Andrew Garfield movies are so poorly received. Particularly the last one. I mean, they had plans for, 2016 was supposed to be, I think, Amazing Spider-Man 2. They already pushed that back to, like, 2018. Yeah. They had a Sinister Six movie planned, which was just ill-conceived from the start. They had a Venom movie planned. And now, basically, all forward momentum on these movies has halted. And now Marvel is like, well, give us our character back. We'll cut you in on the profits. Just give us creative control. But the one thing is, we are going to do a straight-up reboot, and we are getting rid of Andrew Garfield. And that's where the president of Sony America was like, absolutely not. No way. This is our Spider-Man. But now the home company in Japan is like, no, no, no. You open these talks back up because we lost money on this movie.
But do you think the world is ready for a third Spider-Man
reboot?
Well,
here's the thing. Marvel, I think, can reboot Spider-Man and put him as a guest appearance, let's say in a Captain America movie or an Iron Man movie or and put him in the Avengers without retelling his origin. We know his origin at this point in time.
Well, they're talking about like having him like just swing by or just kind of talk about him like, you know, just real quick.
I can't
or
watch a third Uncle Ben die for the third time in 15 years.
I agree with that.
So, but, I mean, better Uncle Ben, though? Cliff Robertson or Martin Sheen?
Was my favorite Uncle Ben.
I think so, too.
He did an amazing job as Uncle Ben.
And not for anything, but talking about quote-unquote reboots, how many freaking times did they redo Batman?
Once.
Come on.
Not really. How many movies? I mean, not really like a reboot.
Once. All right, and there was like 20 years in between the reboot and the actual movie.
So which one do you consider the reboot? Or is it
Well, the reboot is Batman Begins.
Oh, that's the official reboot.
That's the official reboot. But Spider-Man has already been rebooted. Sony cannot possibly reboot Spider-Man a second time.
I'll tell you what also.
I see what you're saying.
They've already rebooted it once. They cannot reboot it again.
Let me say this, and you brought up a very good point with Sony, the problems they're having. What's been the biggest story in the news the last 2 weeks? And that's been Sony Pictures versus North Korea with this ill-fated motion picture, The Interview.
Yep.
What's it? Seth Rogen, James Franco, bumbling reporters. They go over to North Korea
to kill Kim Jong-un.
This movie apparently pissed off some people overseas.
Well, you think?
So I'll tell you what.
Well, here's the thing about The Interview. And I've said it from the beginning when I first saw the trailer. I'm like, this is a stupid idea that is meant to do nothing more than garner publicity.
And piss people off.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's ill-conceived from the start. I mean, yes, Kim Jong-un is a horrible dictator and you know, something has to be done, whatever. But if another country made a movie about assassinating Obama, we'd be up in arms. So, I mean, I see the outrage. I don't condone making terroristic threats about it, though.
Well, it's like I always tell Denny, if you're going to deliberately try to piss people off, don't get upset when they get pissed off. Team
exactly.
America, about 10 years ago, Team America was amazing, brilliant,
I'm
taking
so
on this
wrong.
Guy's...
So yeah. It was one of the
this,
best movies
the
ever.
The dictator's father.
Yeah.
And there was
Kim
very,
Jong-il.
Compared to now, a little fallout. I mean, there's some...
Hodge Bricks!
Yeah,
I mean, love that. Oh, I mean, watch that
I
movie.
Think Team America is one of the best movies ever made, honestly.
Well, I thought it was really funny. It was like months and months and months later. Like, I must have seen Team America several times. Out of nowhere, Dave watched it, I don't know, whatever, how many times. Out of nowhere, he comes into work, he goes, I watched Team America the other day. He's like, I didn't realize Spotswood.
The guy spots
what?
Wood.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Spotswood.
I didn't get it.
He spots
male wood.
Oh.
So
it took, and he's like, I get it. Spots. I'm like, dude, are you serious? I got that when it first. Like,
I just got that one now that you said it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Thank wow. you. Okay. Yes. Right. In your face.
Denny, right, I'm going Denny, home. Denny must just be highly observant.
What do you think? What do you think? What do you think is the future for the interview? The actual movie?
I don't think it's ever going to see the light of day.
But they have released a lot of it already. You've seen the death scene in the helicopter. I think it's going to go straight to bootleg.
I mean, you know? I think it will leak out, quote unquote, and you'll get like you know that kind of stuff. But here's the thing: bowing to the threats of terrorism now, and I don't mean to get overly political with this, but they're opening the floodgates now. Like it's just like I don't like Ben Affleck as Batman, and if you release this movie, I'm gonna blow up a movie theater. And now that movie doesn't come out. Like
well, they said for documentaries, what if you do a documentary yeah. on a rogue nation? I think the biggest problem is, you know, Sony Pictures is not a nation. It's not a government. It's not a country.
Yeah.
It is a company. It's yep. a corporation. What do you want to call it? And there's real people and there's employees and this and that. So maybe on that side of it, they did err on the side of caution. But when you have President Obama.
Oh, with, yeah. When the President of the United States comes on the air and goes, pussy. Like,
I don't know. Well, I think that this story's not over yet. I mean, there's more information, more top secret private information will be released in the days ahead.
For the record, I was not actually making a terroristic threat of blowing up a movie theater if Ben Affleck as Batman is released. I'm a big supporter of Ben Affleck as Batman, and that should know. And that was all pure satire. I just
and
wanted to make sure my bases were covered.
Since I can't talk about said character and superhero, let's move on. What do you want, Dan?
No, I was going to say maybe North Korea is hacking Sony to force them to bring back Spider-Man to Marvel.
You think Kim Jong-un is just a huge Spider-Man
yes,
fan?
Yes, that's exactly
he's a
right.
Dennis Rodman fan.
Because now Sony's wasted all this money on this movie that they're never going to make back. Like, it's the one thing people aren't really talking about is this is going to be a crippling financial blow to Sony. Let's say this was a $100 million picture. They lost $100 million. They will not make a dime of that back because the movie is not being released.
Yeah.
Plus all the money they spent on advertising and trailers and marketing, it's all gone. So now they've taken yet another financial crippling blow, which actually may get Spider-Man back to Marvel.
Yeah, well, that's what, exactly. So it works for me. I don't care.
Thank you, Kim Jong-un.
You're the best.
You guys have anything else to say about this West Coast dilemma before we get into our East Coast rockingness of how we live our lives?
Not really.
Okay, well, I think it's a good time to say two things. Walker Stalker.
Yes.
Did we enjoy the show or not?
Most certainly. It was a very fun show. I mean,
I absolutely loved it until Kevin kind of screwed me on Sunday.
Well, hold on. I screw you on Sunday?
Oh, boy.
Because I had one of my buddies come over. We're hanging out. You're like, let's go. It's 12 o'clock.
You wanted to go the second we got there.
What do you mean, buddies? What did this buddy look like?
Yeah, it was his female line friend.
Oh, okay, fine. But before we get into Walker
Stalker. Hold on. Wait. I can't let this stand. He's the one that wanted to go. The second we got there, he looks at me and he goes, the second you want to go, tell me.
Wait, all he was doing was texting me from the show saying, oh, I can't believe Kevin. He wants to leave already.
No.
This is the last time I ever take Kevin to a show.
The second we got there.
What?
He goes, just let me know the second you want to leave because there's nothing left for me to do here.
Nanotchka, he's lying.
I got to say, he is pretty poor on a second day of a con.
Yeah, like
I am. I kind of just fall off.
Denny wanted to leave the second we got there. And then as it started to get more and more crowded, he was just like, let me know when you want to leave. Let me know when you want to leave. And then finally, we're like, we want to leave. But then when a girl was like, really, you're going to leave? He's like, oh, I don't know. But, you know.
Well, let's get back to that later. But I think Denny should be the one, since he's Mr. Walker Stalker. For our fans out in Kansas or Iowa.
It's amazing the webs you spin, Spider Denny.
Thank
you.
He's good. He's infuriating.
And yet people love me.
All right. That remains to be seen. But why don't you tell our listeners, all five of them, what is Walker Stalker Con?
Walker Stalker Con is a bunch. Didn't I say this last time?
Yeah, but new episode.
You know what?
Been a while.
Stan Lee always says that every comic book is somebody's first, so I always believe that every
Thank
episode
you,
of Bat Squad
Kev
Radio
Al.
Is somebody's first.
All right. Well, anyway, Walker Stalker Con, it's run by James and Eric. Very, very nice guys. We actually did a little quick interview with James. That should be coming out pretty soon.
Yes.
But what is it about? What does it focus
I'm getting
on?
To it. I got to freaking, like, when you tell a story, do you, like, tell the plot and, like, ruin it and spoil it like
bury,
I usually do
he's
to Kevin?
Burying the lead.
He said, did you hear what he just said?
What,
the hypocrisy of it all?
How about spoilers?
That's spoilers.
Yeah, well, we're going to get to this.
He's
in a
the
minute.
King of spoilers.
I know. Let's get to Denny versus the Walking Dead community after
my
this.
My blood is starting to simmer.
Anyway, I absolutely like the Walker Stalker because what it is they usually take a lot of A lot of the Walker Stalker, I shouldn't say Walker Stalker, a lot of the Walking Dead characters and their actors, and they bring them to the con, as many as they can, and you right. just go and like meet them, you know, get
except
pictures with
for...
them. Well, except for the big three, I would say, like Michonne, and then Andrew Lincoln, which is Rick, and uh-huh. Melissa McBride, who plays Carol.
Yeah, but arguably, I would say the only character that's, you know, it's like Rick, and then right under Rick is Daryl, and Daryl was there.
Norman. Yeah, Norman Reedus.
Nate Berkus was there.
The reason why is because of how freaking popular he is. It's the only reason,
he's
in
like
all
a
honesty.
Rock star.
Andrew Lincoln, who plays as Rick, he's, like, I want to say he's kind of smart about it. He doesn't really care about the cash, and the reason why is because he lives in Georgia.
I thought he lives in England.
He lives in England. I'm sorry, he lives in England, but he films there.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to waste his time, quote unquote, going to see the fans and all that stuff because he'd rather spend that time with his family, which
yeah.
is totally understandable. You think about Reedus doesn't really have a
right.
family or anything, so you know he's just.
But
he's
when they're not
right
filming,
now.
Andrew Lincoln goes home to England, so to fly yeah. him out from England is going to be even more of a financial burden than to get Norman Reedus from wherever he goes.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Yeah.
Plus, it's
Norman
Reedus
is one of the very few American cast members on The Walking Dead. Every time you hear The Walking Dead cast members like on Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick, like, oh, yes, we were filming this scene. And he's just like, that one's British, too? Like, the governor's British?
Danny met the governor
yeah,
at
I
the
met
show.
David Morrissey. Is that how you mm-hmm. say his yep. name? Morrissey.
Yep.
He was
and,
really cool.
Yeah, and then
nice.
We met, what's her name?
Lauren Cohen?
Yeah, Lauren Cohen.
Yep. She plays as Maggie on The Walking Dead.
Yep.
I met a whole bunch of people. I met, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Michael Cudlitz? Cudlitz?
Your guess is as good as mine,
it's
brother.
It's spelled like this. You ready?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Cudlitz.
Yeah, I'm going to go with what you said.
Okay. That's Abraham.
And you met the teenage girl. She gave you a nice hug.
Yeah, it was creepy,
which one,
wasn't
Rosita?
It?
Which,
no, Lizzie.
The little
girl. Oh, Lizzie. Yeah,
Lizzie.
Yeah. Lizzie. She was nice.
He shows me. He's like, yeah, look. I'm like, you got your arm around a 14-year-old.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah, he never looked so happy.
It's Brighton Sheldon, I want to say her name.
Uh-huh.
Is. Something like that. I forget.
Well, I got
to
tell
anyway,
you.
I have to say that, okay, you're in the moment, right? Then you take the photo. And then she put her arm around me first. So
uh-huh.
instincts. No, it's
that won't
not,
hold
not,
up in a court
no,
of law.
That's not
Eddie.
What security said. Yeah.
And then instincts
security.
Was for me to put my hand around her waist. So I'm like, oh, I'm
uh-huh.
smiling, about to take the photo and everything. And then, like, within seconds, I'm like, wow, I feel dirty.
Ding dong. Aww. Hello, my name is Dennis. I'm your new neighbor. And by Megan's law, I have to inform you that I am.
Well, let me.
And my favorite.
Oh, boy.
Irone Singleton, who plays T-Dog.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, he was really cool.
He
to
nice was guy. The nicest freaking guy that I have met.
And
he was just so nice. Like, out of nowhere, I walk up to him. I like how Dave keeps trying to interrupt me when I'm trying to tell my story.
Right, just ring the bell.
Oh, my God.
But I was only going to add to your story and make you...
You just make
look,
it worse because no one wants to hear your voice.
No, I was going to make you seem like a warm, caring human, and you just effed
no,
it up.
Everyone knows I already am. I don't need your crap. So anyway... So I walk up to him, and he looks at me, and the lady before me, she's like, she gave him a hug and everything. I looked straight in the eye, and I said, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you a hug. He looks me straight in the eye. He goes, too bad, and gave me the biggest hug ever. And it was really, really cute. It was a little moment, you know, and we're just kind of BSing, and I really, really enjoyed it. It was really cool.
I would have told that story much better.
I don't really care. It's my story, not yours.
After they got done hugging, I told the actor, I said, you're the first human being that Denny's ever hugged. And he laughed and laughed.
Yeah, it was a jolly old time, sounds like it.
Well, I'll tell
I
you what.
I actually didn't even get to meet Lauren Cohen because I stood back and filmed Denny Notch and my wife Jackie while they were meeting her.
Yeah. Yes,
that was pretty cool. So I got that whole experience.
Notch gave her that bag. She seemed to love it.
Yeah, well, Notch, she does top-notch designs. She,
yeah,
actually,
you want to plug her website?
Yeah, topnotchdesigns.com, I think.
And she makes handbags.
Oh,
she makes handbags.
Those bags were like they were stunning. They were excellent. Like,
yeah,
it was
comic book
panels put onto a purse.
Yeah, like purses. She does little like wristlets and other stuff. Little like key fobs and all this stuff.
Does she do like drawstring bags or backpacks? Like something a guy could use.
Recently, she actually is talking to someone in California that's uh-huh. actually going to start mass producing book bags and other things, and she's actually doing really well. And she goes to these cons and actually gives these little push
right.
thingies and gives them to all these actors, and you know they take photos so this way she can promote it and you know share it with all their friends on the shows and stuff. So,
interesting.
No,
she should
cool.
make. It's very hot right now. She should make ugly sweater purses or ugly sweater.
Why are ugly
holiday?
Sweaters such a big thing right now?
I don't
so
know,
annoying.
But I wish we had thought of that. The guy makes them for the NFL and the NBA and. Major League Baseball projected sales of $100 million this
Jeez.
Year.
Yep.
And I went to an ugly sweater party last night. I had to judge it. It was horrible.
He just took off his shirt.
Furby.
My voice is like going because I was too busy screaming at Jimmy Snuka last night.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm not a big fan of The Walking Dead. I think I've touched upon that in other episodes.
You don't say.
But as far as the show was concerned, I enjoyed it. It was a little oversold. It got kind of crowded and tight and packed and sweaty. But it was nice because I don't know anyone, and we joke, oh, look at this guy, look at that guy. He's from the show Lost. But it was nice to just stand there and do a 360 spin, and you just saw about 14 of your favorite Walking Dead cast members under one roof. What more could a con goer want? And very little cosplay, which was a nice change of pace.
Speaking of Walking Dead, I want to touch on something that happened recently, in that the internet turned on Denny. Because, recent episode of The
Walking
Dead.
Be more specific.
It was actually like one person that turned.
But you have a history of doing this. So Denny is very liberal with the Facebook posting during episodes of The Walking Dead. Now, we live in an age of DVR and on-demand. So I would say, like, the amount of people that watch TV shows live, I mean, like, I know I never watch anything live anymore. I watch everything, you know, whether either on-demand or Amazon or iTunes or something like that. I don't like to watch live TV because then you have to sit through commercials. And
but there are a lot of people out there that watch TV in real time.
It's A, because you're lazy. And B, if you're a true goddamn fan, you would watch it the day it came out.
So, I'm sitting near a guy on the left here, Denny, who religiously, he's not a religious person, but he religiously watches every Walking Dead episode when it's first aired. He's probably got the big bowl of popcorn and waiting the countdown.
You got the big bowl of popcorn in one hand, and he's got a laptop in the other hand.
My iPhone.
The world needs to know my opinions. My real-time opinions are happening.
It's like having a Facebook friend that's a drunken NFL fan. Yes. He's giving you play-by-play of the Giants losing yet again. Now, here, the other guy I'm sitting with is Kevin, very busy guy. Dashing fellow, leads an exciting life.
Have about 20,000 different projects.
Yeah, he was
so
busy that he was late this morning.
We won't get into that. But I think the big point.
I defeated a WWE legend last night. All right, just needed to sleep in.
Oh, what, Snooki?
I'm gonna pitch you a softball. You can hit it out of the park. Denny and I have years and years of recorded conflict.
Right,
history of not getting along. You know, ugly stuff. But it's water under the bridge. We get along better than ever now. You two guys. I got caught in the middle of it. You guys didn't talk for months.
All right,
so
let me tell you what Denny did recently, and then so spoilers for the mid-season finale of The Walking Dead. If you don't want to hear it, fast hit the 15-second skip button a couple times. The character, all right, I'm just going to give everybody a second. Last chance. The character of Beth died, and it's one of everybody's favorite characters. And so Denny immediately makes a posting about it, and his status about this is flooded with, "I can't believe you just did this!" All the on demand, all the DVR crowd, they were livid at Denny. So much so that for the first time ever, Denny apologized publicly.
Lies. He's lying.
Lying. Documented proof on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Denny apologized.
Hold on. Let me delete that right now.
It got so ugly. Denny's wife was defending him on the post.
Yeah.
I mean, people were coming out of the woodworks.
Wait, I'm married?
Oh, wait, that's right.
Denny had to have his wife fight his battle for him.
But he has, this was not the first time Denny has, quote unquote, spoiled something.
Yeah, so spoilers for an earlier season finale of Walking Dead a couple seasons ago, the Woodbury season. What was that, season three?
It was three.
Season three. I have a DVR, and I'm looking very much forward to it all day. So I'm sitting there, like, ready to watch, you know, and I think I made some kind of post on Facebook just like, all right, people need to chill with spoilers tonight because not everybody watches live. So Denny comments on my status, Andrea dies. Like, not even like his own status, like trying to hype, like doing his normal thing. This was maliciously meant to spoil it.
Cold.
I'm such
callous.
A douchebag, ain't I?
I was livid, and then my wife was livid, which got me more livid because I have to listen to her complaining about it. And all, like, my friends that were also into the show were commenting on my status, like, who is this asshole? Like, holy crap. So, I mean, I was hot. Like, and, you
I
know,
wish I could have saved your texts. My flip phone was vibrating off the charts.
And you know how I get, like, I get angry for about 20 seconds, and then it fizzles out.
I get like explosively angry for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, and we noticed.
Yeah, yeah, real good for your blood pressure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then you know, then my power level runs out, and I cease being a Super Saiyan. But so, like, I stayed at that 10 level of anger at Denny for 6 months.
Yeah, it was like, awesome.
It was the best 6 months of my life.
Yeah. No, what you? Oh no, no. Okay, so I shunned Denny, delete him off Facebook. You know, don't answer him. Then all of a sudden, about 5 months later, I start getting texts from Denny. Come on, man, why don't you talk to me anymore? I miss you. Blah blah blah. So
you
Denny
lied.
Can say, "No,
you're such a liar.
You came after
me. You hear my voice crack? You're such a liar.
You came after me." And then finally, Dave was just like, "Come on, you got to give Denny another chance." And I'm like, "Fine, fine." And now Denny and I are closer than ever. But well, I had to show him tough love, and you had to broker the peace treaty.
Yeah, that's what I'm there for. I'm good that way. But I'll tell you what, there's a coworker at our job now currently who's pissed off at Denny over the
for
Beth.
Spoiling.
Yeah,
yeah.
The Beth spoiler.
Yeah, well, I mean, not for anything, but it's a social media. It's going to happen. People are going to post stuff. In
my
defense,
hold
on.
You got to at least give it a...
in my defense, actually, AMC... apologize because they did the same thing for the West Coast buddies. They posted a picture of Norm Reedus carrying her out and said RIP Beth. Okay,
they did,
and they did that, and they apologized. And I know I'm not AMC, I'm not this, that, and the other thing, but it's social media. For now on, if you freaking know that there's a show that you want to see and you do not want spoilers, don't go on social media.
Well, he's actually right about that. I've actually, since that day, I've made it a rule to avoid all forms of internet and social media until I actually watch the episode.
Well, listen, the worst part of Denny's stance on all this is his unapologetic apology. Because here's what happens. Uh-huh. If someone gets upset that Denny did something, because Denny did in fact do this, maybe deliberately, he lets the world know that Beth or whoever has just died 3 minutes earlier on a show that most people haven't watched, the person will comment to Denny expressing their outrage, and then Denny unfriends them.
Yeah.
That is true.
You can't win.
No,
it's infuriating.
I don't need their shit. Plain and simple. I don't need their shit. If
Why?
You want to sit there and like make a big deal about it, you know.
You're the one who started the shit.
I don't care. I do not care.
It's an entirely a reaction to your belligerent douchebaggery.
That's
that starts this in
okay,
the first
no.
place.
Listen, pathological.
Then you act like they've done you a disservice.
They did.
When they get mad.
They did.
You do this stuff to make people mad.
No.
No.
Listen.
You need to admit right here and now, you do things with the express intent of pissing people off.
I call it shock value.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's why I do stuff like
right,
that.
Right, you're the Bill O'Reilly of spoilers.
No, not for anything, but it's people, like, don't take this the wrong way, people, but it's people I really don't give a shit about.
Oh, you don't take this the wrong way.
So what I do
is don't take this the wrong way, but you mean nothing to me.
I'll delete them, and then I'll realize and be like, man, I really like that person. Then I'll apologize.
If only our listeners.
I know that I'm wrong, so I'll apologize and try to refriend them back. I mean,
he unfriended me recently too because he said something like, if anyone says anything bad about the iPhone 6, I'm going to unfriend you. So I'm like, iPhone 6 sucks.
Well, I really hate when people are that thin-skinned that they unfriend someone over something.
Yeah, what about you? 161 friends you're getting rid of.
What are you talking about?
You just ruined one of your great friendships with one Canadian listener.
Oh, come on. He knows I was just kidding.
No, he texts me every day, and he's very upset, very sad.
You told him I'll refriend him January 1st?
No, because you never told me
that.
Why
January 1st?
Just like a resolution.
It's like a penalty box?
Yeah, yeah, a little timeout.
You gotta sit the penalty box on January 1st so you can be Bat Dave's friend again.
No, we have one Canadian listener. I'm sure he's a fine gentleman, but he has a tendency to post comments that put me in Bat Dave in a negative light. So I don't. It made me feel bad.
Yeah, I think he said nice Bono glasses. And that was it.
Oh geez, eh? Just trying to compliment the guy on his bat. On
no,
his Bono
he made
glasses.
Fun of my giant turtle head.
What turtle? Oh,
my turtle head.
Yeah, your turtle head.
So
don't you know in Canada having a turtle head's a great thing, eh? It's a big compliment.
He doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, just trying to say, all right. We're just trying to say, you know, admire your turtle head, eh?
I personally think you have to give him a huge apology.
Maybe later. We have a special guest later arriving in the show, and he's going to mete out justice and presence.
Oh, okay.
So I think we've exhausted. I'm exhausted. We've exhausted the whole Walking Dead thing.
I can't believe we didn't get Denny to admit that he does things with the intent of pissing people off.
You never will.
No, it's not going
to
happen.
He doesn't need to say it. Everybody knows it.
No, because he would dissolve into like sand if he said it.
If he ever, if the words "I was wrong" ever come out of his mouth, it's going to be like he's going to evaporate.
Well, wait. This is a big week.
It's like getting Mr. Mix's Piddleick to say his name backwards, Denny.
Which I just he never heard about Mr. Mix.
I never heard about that. Yeah. I told him about it the other day.
Denny will evaporate back into the fifth dimension.
The worst supervillain ever.
Listen, the episode of Superman the Animated Series where they have Gilbert Gottfried voice him is hysterical.
Oh,
well,
yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's great.
It's hysterical. I mean, it's a comic relief. It's good.
Did you want to touch upon or wrap up the Walker Stalker Walking Dead thing before we move on?
I just want to give a huge, huge, huge shout out to James and Eric for putting this con together. I had a blast. It was great. I also want to give a shout out to Guth. He is the media coordinator, I guess. Media relations. And he was awesome. He helped us, you know, get press and do a couple little interviews and stuff. And you know, did a great job. So
it was
I can't wait for next year.
It was. It was very really. It was really nice. I hope they take it to a bigger venue next year.
Yeah, they're talking about it.
The fan demand, I think, was to the point where like maybe instead of the Meadowlands Expo Center, you take it to the Edison Expo Center.
Yeah, I agree with that. This was the first show in.
You'd love that.
Cause
it's right down the street from your house.
It's like 5 minutes for me. I can come back.
Yeah,
and forth.
Perfect. Edison right Expo there. Center. That'd be great.
Yeah, I used to wrestle there.
Oh, nice.
We used to do wrestling shows there 4 times a year.
I actually told him that. I was talking about him the other day, and I said, you know, if you guys are looking for a venue, you know, why don't you consider the Raritan Center, you know, in Edison.
And then we can go to that deli that you're always talking about.
Harold's Deli.
Oh, there may need to be a Bat Squad trip to Harold's Deli for Christmas or New Year's or something like that.
Well, Dave would only eat like a slice of turkey, and then he'll be full. So.
Well, yeah, you might. Me
I
with
can't
my,
handle that much
me,
meat.
Me with my post bariatric center body, I'd be rubbish at Harold's Deli.
Well, let's move on to movie review of the week, and it's The Hobbit 3. Is it
The Hobbit: The Battle of the Five
Battle
Armies?
Battle of the Five Armies.
Now, Denny's the only person that actually saw this. So this is gonna be a Denny heavy segment. I'm sorry, folks. If you want to hit the skip ahead button,
you're such a jerk.
Well, just don't say the ending.
I'm not going to say too much, but I'm just going to give my opinion on what I liked and didn't.
Okay.
I liked it a lot. I did not love it, and the reason why is spoilers. Okay, you guys, fast forward.
Yeah.
Good. Smaug dies within the first like 10 to 15 minutes.
Well, that's how it happens in the book.
Yes, it happens in the book, but they could have showed that at the end of The Last Hobbit. It was too soon. Like, you just saw him flying around, doing
You
blah,
think
blah,
it was
blah.
Just so that they can get, what's his face, Benedict Cumberbatch, to say that Benedict Cumberbatch is in this movie?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that. But
say what you will, he is a box office draw.
Yeah, no, I agree, but I will say that it was just too short. I wanted more of Smaug, however you guys say it. And the other thing I didn't care for, it just felt a little flat to me. And the reason why is because, you know, it has all the armies, they come back to try to take over the mountain.
There are five of them, I believe.
Yes, five. And
actually, there's six. They throw you a curveball. It's a misleading title.
And it's led by Sly Stallone and the Expendables.
Oh, God.
Greedy lazy!
It didn't have that same like
Middle Earth.
All right, come on, I'm talking.
Middle Earth.
All
right, it's orcs here.
Come on,
and, you know, his eye is Sauron.
Ready?
Are you guys done?
Yeah, yes. I'm good.
It didn't have the same caliber as the other ones because Legolas, who's played by Orlando Bloom,
Legolas,
isn't it Legolas?
Legolas.
See, they say Legolas. I guess it's L-A-S at the end, so it makes sense.
It's Legolas.
But I like the fact this is Lego in the beginning. Anyway.
Because you think of like Legos?
Legos, yeah. Like Batman Legos. He doesn't do all that fun stuff. Like in the other one, you see him like sliding down the elephant and like just doing all these jumping back and forth.
Based on the book, I don't even know if Legolas is supposed to even be in these movies. I think they just added him in.
Yeah, no.
If he was in The Hobbit, the book, I think they added him in like a little bit more than he was in the book. I don't even. They wanted to add Aragorn in too, and Viggo Mortensen was like, no, Aragorn's not in this book.
Yeah, no, that whole thing was pretty cool. But like I said, it just didn't have that like huge action. It was very, 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 very emotional. And did I say that right? Because I know you make fun of me how I work.
Emotional?
Emotional.
Sure.
And I brought my tissues with me, not for other things, but because I was crying.
You beat me to
it. Was one
I knew
of those
you guys were gonna say it,
one of those comfort theaters. He got the big Lazy Boy lounge
and
the
like
comfort meal.
$25, but it was worth it. And I will say the 3D was amazing. I really liked how the 3D looked. Like you actually saw the snow coming in front, and like you saw the depth. The only thing I didn't care for was the 48 frames per second that he shot it at. It felt flat again. It was just there's something missing. You know what I mean? It's just something missing out of the frames per second. And it was like watching a video game. It looks semi-fake.
Would you recommend it, though, to other moviegoers?
Oh, hell yeah, dude. It was like 9 out of 10 for me. It was great.
Oh, wow. See, because you're doing
that
a lot.
That was the harshest 9 out of 10 I ever
heard.
You're
doing a lot of complaining for a 9 out of 10.
I was expecting like a 4.
Because I absolutely love the whole Lord of the Rings and Hobbit stuff.
It's the only book he ever read.
Yeah, that's the only book I've ever read in my entire life. I hate reading.
Besides the Kama Sutra.
Anything that you write about this...
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Denny.
Oh, God.
And there's the title of our episode.
On a very related note, Lord of the Rings in the news. Someone's building something over in Europe.
Yes, I wanted to read this news article. Were you done talking about the film?
I guess.
I think he was.
Okay.
Yes.
So I wanted to read this this news article I found in the Huffington Post. The Russian Federation has an image problem. All right? I think we can all agree on that.
Yes.
A large segment of the Western media has reduced the birthplace of Dostoevsky and Tolstoy to a caricature of invasion-happy, gay-bashing, ultra-nationalist led by a shirtless man on a horse. So, of course, the obvious solution is to deck the skies of Moscow with one of the most internationally recognized symbols of evil this side of the swastika. Yes, in honor of the final installment of the 87-part Hobbit film series, a Russian art group recently decided to crown the Moscow International Business Center with the all-seeing eye of Sauron.
Are you freaking serious?
I am 100% serious.
Oh, my God.
To be sure, this was not a government project. Indeed, the group of hardcore Tolkien fans who constructed the eye were taken aback by an outpouring of criticism whose intensity rivaled Mount Doom itself. If we take the Russian word art group spokesman at his word, the last thing they had in mind was politics. It goes on to say that the Russian Orthodox Church is having a big like outrage at this.
How would they build that? It's not really. It's just like visual. You know what I mean? It's not really like a camera.
I think
or
it's
something.
A good thing for Russia.
That's the picture.
Okay,
of what it would
but
look
it's
like
photoshopped.
I think you know? It's great.
It's a rendering.
But like, I don't understand how they're going to do that. That doesn't make sense. Unless
I just
be
think
like
that
camera.
right now, where everybody keeps comparing Russia to like an evil empire, the last thing they really need is the Eye of Sauron over Moscow.
Well, that's where Blade comes in.
Well, that's kind of like when Coke and McDonald's went to China. I think that's kind of cool. It shows a little bit of lightheartedness in their dictatorship, maybe.
What the hell are you wearing?
Nothing.
I just looked up.
I'm talking to Kevin. I look over.
No, we're gonna. We have to introduce our next guest.
Uh huh.
Oh God.
So apparently we have a guest. I can't believe
I'm
we're doing
so tired
this.
Of this. I don't know how I deal with him.
I think I'd rather him talking about Batman endlessly. Oh.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Have a great Kwanzaa.
Apparently we're being joined by a very... the skinniest Santa Claus this side of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You wish you looked this good, Cavell. How are you, Denny?
Santa Claus sick? He sounds like...
No, I'm full of the Christmas spirit!
I sound like you're full of medication.
And I have gifts for each and every one of you!
Did you really need to put the beard and the hat on? Like,
Santa always has a beard and a hat. Anyhow, today's Christmas presentation of gifts starts with Denny! For Spider Denny!
I had to take a picture of him wearing the hat and the beard because I don't think people are actually going to believe me that this happened.
Don't be disrespectful.
All right.
For Denny, alias Spider Denny, I've gotten this young man a year's supply of Happy Pills. Oh!
I don't think Happy Pills would save me.
No, you take two with breakfast, two for lunch, two for dinner, and stick another two up your...
Oh my God, we've just hit the iceberg.
And then for Cavell, my good friend Kevin, I've gotten you, since you're so high-tech and you're the sound engineer of this wonderful podcast, I've gotten you a new protective case for your tablet, you clumsy jackass.
Yeah.
Can we get Rich Burley in here?
Oh, God.
I think it'd be better than this segment. Sure. What he's referring to, folks, is my tablet recently fell off the counter at the bank and
cost us our first real guest. Bastard!
So we weren't able to run Skype. We weren't able to do our first real celebrity guest, but we are rescheduling that. It will be happening.
Yes,
soon.
I've been setting it up, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And for Buster the Dog Wonder, he gets unlimited hugs and cuddles from his buddy Bat Dave.
All right, can Santa Claus go away now?
No! One last thing! Nothing for Bat Dave until he apologizes to that listener in Canada.
All right, Santa. All right.
You're going to talk to Santa Claus now, like you're two different people.
He's like two different people.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Did you notice how he takes the beard and he puts it up and down every time he changes character?
Don't be cruel!
Strike three, you're out.
All right, Santa, here goes. Canadian listener out there, I am so sorry. You caught me in a bad mood that day. I should have never unfriended you. Please be my friend. Apology accepted?
Why don't you say his name?
No! We must protect the innocent! Peace out!
Montag, I think that was an apology from Bat Dave.
On behalf of the White Dragon Podcast Network, I would like to apologize for the most painfully unfunny segment in the history of this network.
Is there a like button?
No.
That remains to be seen. We might listen to it back later and realize it was comic gold.
It was just comic genius. Yeah, that might happen. Maybe if we're all high on like hallucinogenic.
Better drugs. Than the last 10 years of Robin Williams' career.
Oh, let the dead lie, nice. Dave. Let the dead lie.
That wasn't nice!
Wait, you don't have your beard on. You're not supposed to do that.
The illusion is shattered. Now I know that Bat Dave and Santa Claus are one and the same.
Well,
before the show, you were saying you do a great Santa Claus impersonation. That was your great Santa Claus impersonation?
When you listen to it back, you're going to be stunned. You know, looking at it, yeah, it's a little off-putting, you know.
Uh-huh.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Any other things we want to talk about? How are we doing with time?
Oh, we're okay. We're at 46 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know what? Since it is Christmas... the big thing for me every Christmas is TV Christmas specials. Like my favorite thing in the world. Holiday, claymation, animation, live action. Christmas specials for me are like the big thing. And actually, I got a little late to the game this year. Like we just started watching, what are you picking beard hair out of your mouth?
That's kind of weird.
His germaphobe, senses are going wild right now. I got a little late to the game, so we've been like binge watching Christmas specials now because I have them all. But I wanted to find out from you guys, like, is there a Christmas special that you have to watch every single year? When did you first start watching it? Why do you like this one most of all? So, Dave, do you have a Christmas special that you just have to watch each year?
I have to say, this is a wonderful topic. It's very timely.
Yes.
Are you talking about superhero-related or just in general anything holiday-related?
It doesn't need to be super. Are there superhero Christmas specials? I don't even...
I guarantee he probably made one.
Okay. Well, anyhow.
Videos do not count.
Okay, so we won't do my classic Santa Claus, Batman, holiday, Christmas parade team-up?
No.
No free plugs. Oh, I wasn't supposed to talk about that. You have to edit that out. Okay, anyhow, yes, I do. Let's see. In answer to your question, anything by Rankin Bass. Anything those guys put out, but if I have to narrow it down, you're thinking I'm going to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which just celebrated its 50th anniversary. I'm going to go with the more subtle yet amazing The Year Without a Santa Claus.
I love The Year Without I just watched that the other night.
With the two breakout stars. You had
Mickey Rooney.
Well, no, Mickey Rooney returned again
as
Santa, the best Santa of all time, the way Mickey Rooney voiced Santa Claus.
Oh, he was great. He was very lovable Santa Claus.
Very warm. You still get choked up. But I think Shirley Booth was
Mrs. Claus.
Was Mrs. Claus. But then you had Dick Shawn as Cold Miser, and what's his
name? Snow Miser.
Snow Miser, and then the other fella as
Heat Miser.
So,
well, Heat Miser and Snow Miser, while they're only in it a little bit, they are the takeaway from that. Everybody loves the Miser
Brothers.
Don't
they remind you of me and Dave?
I did. They said it on the first episode of Bat Squad Radio. They did. You guys are Heat Miser and Snow Miser.
Well, that would be my favorite. I could give you a close second, third, and fourth.
Okay.
But Year Without a Santa Claus, 1974 Rankin-Bass Classic.
Was it 1974?
Yes.
I didn't know it was that old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yep.
I have two.
Okay.
Old and new.
All right.
You guys can probably figure out the old.
No.
Frosty the Snowman?
No.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No, and not the Grinch. Don't even say the Grinch.
The Grinch?
They play it 24 hours a day.
Oh, Christmas Story?
Christmas Story. I could watch that over and over and over again.
You know what's funny about the Christmas Story? I just saw it like a couple years ago for the first time
ever.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, I never saw it growing up.
Man, you're a jerk.
It's a long movie, but it's not a long movie. A lot goes on in that. Yeah. Anytime you turn that movie on, there's a different scene.
He had yellow eyes.
Yellow eyes.
I love it.
That movie.
What was your other one?
And the new one, I actually like the Elf. I have to say,
Elf. Yeah, Elf was good. I like Elf. Elf is definitely a
love that movie. I can watch that over and over too.
You know who I love in Elf more than anything? James Caan is hysterical in that movie.
Good. I didn't care for Elf.
Oh,
I just saw it last week for the first time, and it was like, you know,
first time.
Yeah, yeah. So it was Will Ferrell doing his man boy shtick.
Yeah, but I thought Ed Asner as Santa Claus.
Ed Asner was solid.
Yeah. He was a great Santa Claus.
He was. Yep.
For me, it's I have so many. I mean, I'm a Christmas special connoisseur. There's a couple that I need to watch every year that I've been watching since I was a little kid. The first one I watch every year is Muppet Family Christmas. It's where they all go to Fozzie's mom's farmhouse for Christmas.
You with the goddamn Muppets.
I know, right? Yeah, it's obsessive. Keeping to that track, Muppet Christmas Carol. It's not Christmas until I watch that. Michael Caine, my favorite Ebenezer Scrooge of all time. It's just a really great telling of A Christmas Carol. I do enjoy Rudolph, but have you ever noticed that Santa Claus is kind of a dick throughout the entirety of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well,
like, he comes in, he's like, I'm Santa Claus, let's see this baby deer. And it's got, like, a bright, shiny nose, and he's just like, oh, he better get rid of that if he wants to be on the team. Like, Santa Claus is like, oh, Santa doesn't like freaks.
No.
Like, the entire time, it's just like, oh, oh, daughter, I'm ashamed at you for having a freak baby.
Yeah, there was a lot of bullying in that entire episode.
There
you
was.
Had the head of the elves. Hermie wants to be a dentist,
uh-huh.
And the head jerk elf is just...
Oh, we watched Rudolph the other day, and let me tell you something. Since we watched it, since then, in my head has been, we are Santa's elves. And I've been like, oh, it's the worst song. And like, even Santa hates it. Like, Santa's sitting there, he's just like, oh my God, this song. Like, and I'm like, I'm with you, Saint Nick. Like, this is the one time where I actually agree with Santa in this entire, like...
And not only was Santa a jerk, the other reindeer were mean to him. And they
I mean, the other reindeer are supposed to be mean to him because, you know, it's in the song.
True.
But
the thing was, though, they didn't really accept Rudolph until he does something for them. You know what I mean? It's kind of rude.
But then the other great thing is also that the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes.
That was good, too. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like Santa Claus, again, doesn't like freaks.
Yeah.
So, but Rudolph is like, you want Christmas to happen. You're going to this island. You're picking up these toys, and we're taking them to people.
Well, let's go further
I
into
it. I thought that was a sad movie, though. I thought it was
kind of
sad.
There's a lot of sadness in it.
We are the Island of Misfit
so cute.
Toys.
Who's your favorite character in the original 1964 Rudolph? I will tell you right off the bat.
Everyone's favorite character.
Yukon Cornelius.
Yukon Cornelius.
See, I like Bumble.
Wahoo!
We work with Yukon Cornelius.
David Jay.
That's his next cosplay. He's going to be Yukon Cornelius.
Bumble's Bounce.
Abominable Snowman was good. There's a lot of great characters in that. Any other specials that didn't make your top one or two, but still worthy of mentioning?
I mean, Year Without Santa Claus is like top notch for me. I only didn't say it because you said it.
Thank you.
Twas the Night Before Christmas is a really good one.
I am obsessed with that.
Is that the one with the mice?
George
Noble.
And I'll whistle, you play. And I'll plan, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of the many Rankin Basses.
Do what's necessary.
Yes, that was, again, a mid-70s special, animated Rankin Bass. And the animation was Paul Coker, who was one of Mad Magazine's greatest artists.
Got all these facts.
Yeah, it does.
In this one, from when I was a little kid, Christmas Eve on Sesame Street is phenomenal. Where they're all ice skating to Feliz Navidad, and it's really, really good.
It's creepy, though.
No, it's a good one, and it was from during Arnold's decline. It was with Sinbad. Jingle All the Way.
Oh, I love Jingle All the Way.
I love that movie.
Jingle All the Way is great. It's a little unrealistic.
Yeah,
Iron Man suit at the end.
Yeah, the jetpack and all.
I also really love, I mean, if you're going for more like movies made for the whole family, not just kids. National Lampoon's Vacation,
of course,
is tip top notch. Yeah. I mean, that
maybe the last
dinner was full.
I think quite possibly the last time Chevy Chase was funny on film.
It was all downhill after that. Fantastic in that movie. I really love the original Miracle on 34th Street. It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, these are just staples of holiday classics. But I think we're overlooking a huge one in geek lore. The Star Wars Christmas
special. I thought you were going to say Mr. Magoo.
No.
Oh, God. All right.
Rah, Magoo, you're crazy bastard. The Star Wars Christmas special, which they were actually projecting on the wall and playing at Walker Stalker Con.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
I looked up and I saw Chewbacca's son Lumpy, and I saw Princess Leia singing, and I saw Bea Arthur and the Boba Fett cartoon, and I was like, George Lucas said that if he could track down every pirate copy of this and smash it with a baseball bat, he would.
So wait, I'm not a big Star Wars fan. Star Wars had an actual Christmas special?
It was a TV Christmas special, which may be the most like horrible Christmas special.
What year?
It was right after New Hope. So it's pre Empire Strikes Back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard of it. I've seen clips of it.
Well, because it only aired once. It only aired on TV once. It was so bad.
Does it have the main three actors in it?
Oh, yes, it does.
Really?
They go to the Wookiee home planet of Kashyyyk for Life Day, which is like their Christmas. You meet Chewbacca's whole family, including his son Lumpy. It's as bad as it sounds, Dave.
It sounds like a Sid and Marty Krofft type of Legends of the Superheroes type
and
thing.
It ends with Carrie Fisher singing to the Star Wars theme about like holidays and stuff like that. It's horrid, horrid, horrid. The one takeaway is there's a little cartoon in the middle, which is actually the first ever appearance of arguably the most popular character in Star Wars, Boba Fett.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yep, it's awful. I mean, the only way you could find it is like YouTube or like pirated copies, like at one of these cons. Usually, you'll find a couple people selling bootlegs of it.
I think we should all get together and watch it.
Oh, a screening needs to happen.
We do like a mystery science theater type of thing.
Oh, it's tremendous. Bea Arthur's in it.
That'd be great.
Like it's
Starring
Bea Arthur.
Oh,
it's the Star Wars Christmas special starring Bea Arthur
and Andy Williams.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Any New Year's resolutions?
My New Year's resolution is really just, I started the podcast network this year, so my New Year's resolution is just to make it grow and make it viable in 2015.
Including our show?
Of course, including our show.
Oh, good. How about you? Any resolutions?
Yeah, mine's to try to get off this Bat Squad radio. I'm done with it.
If you figure out how, let me know.
He's got an ironclad contract. They can't leave.
Man.
In all honesty, try to be a little bit more mellow, laid back, and try to be a little nicer. Because I know I'm kind of a douchebag to a lot of people, and a lot of people take offense. They don't understand my comedy. I'm very dry with a lot of stuff. And besides that, well, I consider comedy because people laugh at it. They think it's funny.
They laugh through the tears.
They laugh because they're like, I can't believe this asshole.
What a dick.
Yeah, so squash that New Year's resolution. I was lying. No, I'm going to actually try to start, like, kind of look a little better. I've been feeling...
Oh, you're going to work out?
I don't want to say work out, but I'm just going to try to eat a little better. I've been feeling a little bit uncomfortable lately.
Whoa, so. Let's not get crazy. I'm not going to run or anything.
Yeah, I'm not going to do anything that really have to
I'm not going
to
do anything physically exerting.
He's just going to think about it.
Yeah, I'm just going to think about it. Like, instead of having, like, two burgers, maybe I'll just have one. Uh-huh.
Well, Denny knows how to wear a hoodie. You would never know Denny's slightly overweight because of the way he wears the hoodie. It's amazing.
Even in the summer.
Well, now, for me, for my resolution would be to basically just stay as awesome as I already am.
I knew Dave's resolution was going to be to change nothing about himself.
You know,
I wasn't paying attention. What?
Oh, good. I get to say it again?
Yeah.
My New Year's resolution is basically to stay as awesome as I already am, because why fix it if it ain't broke? Although I am very, very broke.
Yes.
We're not even getting paid for Christmas.
What?
What?
We're not getting paid for Christmas.
Oh,
we never do.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, the other thing with me is like I'm a man of many projects. I take on a million different projects because I'm just I can never sit still. I'm very like go 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 go. Like it pisses people in my life off to no end. So like right now I have the podcast network with like five different shows. I have the wrestling. I have my actual job. I'm writing a novel. I'm writing a screenplay for. Something about, like a newspaper office, which we discussed about, which there are parts written for you guys for it. I actually just recently started writing a comic book with a very talented artist. So I need to try to, like, find a way to prioritize in the new year. Like, figure out what projects to give my attention to.
Maybe the ones that make money.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's just going to be which one will make money.
See you, Bod. I can't even speak right.
What did he say, Cinnabon?
What did you just say?
Denny just had a little mini stroke over here. I'm looking at him trying to form words. His eyes just rolled into his skull.
That was funny. I was going to say, buy Bat Squad. See, you can't really say, buy Bat Squad Radio.
You
said to make money, and I was going to say buy Bat Squad Radio because we don't make money.
Hey, let's thank that listener, Mikey Weisenhunt, for the Bat Squad t-shirt design.
Yeah, that was awesome, dude. Thank you.
That's what we need. We need more listeners and more creative listeners.
Yes,
we don't
need
stupid listeners. We need proactive, creative listeners to make us stuff.
If you're stupid and you listen to this show, you better stop. We don't need you. We only want the creme de la creme here on Bat Squad Radio.
Did you guys want to talk about anything else?
Danny, let's talk about Batman a little bit.
I agree.
No.
Yeah, let's just like dish about Batman for like a little bit. Yes. I think that Joel Schumacher was the best thing to ever happen to Batman.
Come on.
I think that George Clooney was far and away the best Batman.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
I actually like Batman.
Yeah. I mean, I would say that, you know, I mean, Spider-Man's better, but like, you know.
I only like him because it pisses off Dave.
Yeah, of course.
So, and then he can't talk about it, so don't even say it.
Yep.
But I was gonna.
You can't renege.
I was gonna skirt the issue.
Nope. You can't renege.
All right.
Indian giver.
Do we want to close the episode with the Bat Squad?
I don't know why, but I thought you were just gonna go. Do you want to build a snowman? I thought you were going to do that. I did that in the ring last night with Jimmy Snuka, actually.
And he just looked at you.
No, it wasn't to Snuka. It was to his tag partner, because I was yelling at the crowd. I was telling him, I was like, oh, you people love him. You think he's a big cartoon character. Well, do you want to build a snowman? And then I kicked him in the face.
Do we want to end this episode with a Bat Squad Christmas theme song?
Do we have one?
Do we have a Christmas theme song?
I just made one up.
Okay.
Oh, God, here we go. Don't do the Bat Dave Santa crap again.
Yeah, please. Let's leave Santa Claus.
Oh, all right. All right. Never mind.
No, go ahead.
All right,
let's
fine.
See what you got.
Na 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 Bat Dave. Na 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 Bat Squad. Na 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 na
Christmas.
Na 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 na
Spider Daddy.
Na 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 Hanukkah.
Kevel.
Na 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 na. Oh, Kevel.
No, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks. You just
Why don't we practice it next time?
All right, maybe for next Christmas we'll have this down. Yeah, we have a whole year to figure it out. We're gonna drill this every week for the next 52 weeks.
You know, maybe if you got here 9 minutes early instead of 9 minutes late, that was our practice time right there.
Are we done?
Yes, we're done.
All right, that's gonna do it for this week's episode of Bat Squad Radio, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. If you like the show, we just ask that you share it, tweet it out, talk it up, give us a rate and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us tremendously. It's only through your kind words and praise this show is going to grow and prosper. Thank you so much for joining us. We invite you also to check out the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, or follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN. Also, you can join the Bat Squad Radio discussion group if you like the show to converse with us and rag on Dave or do whatever you want to do. That is facebook.com/groups/Bat Squad Radio. Also, please check out Dave and Denny's YouTube channel, NJ Bat Squad on YouTube. What do you look like you're going to do right now?
Did you understand a word of what he just said?
Not really, but just go with it.
All right.
Just go with
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Kev.
Just go with it. I'm a professional. I do what I do. That's my radio voice for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, whatever it is you guys celebrate. Dave, any closing words?
Hooray for Batman!
Oh, wait, you just took it back!
I said it. That's it.
Daddy, any closing words?
Yeah, go F yourself.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, Happy holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas to all a good night. We'll see you next time. Same Bat Squad time. Same Bat Squad channel.
I got nothing.
This has been a production of the White Dragon Podcast Network. For information on this, as well as our other great podcasts, check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network, email us at WDPodcastNetwork@gmail.com, and follow us on Twitter at White Dragon PN.